Good afternoon, Kate.
Hello.
What inspired you to pursue not only a career in journalism, but investigative journalism, wherein the main focus are the consumers?
Look, being a consumer myself, it's a topic that affects everyone. And consumer affairs is an area that just, it's a gift that keeps on giving. You know, every time we think that we've covered an issue or it's been resolved, something else comes up. And I guess with particularly in light of marketing and advertising, there's always something interesting to investigate in my line of work.
And how long have consumer rights been a concern of yours?
As a consumer, I guess I've always had consumer rights on my radar, but since I've worked for Choice and on the checkout, it's made me even more aware of just how often people don't understand their rights and how important it is to understand your rights, because we actually do have really good consumer protections in Australia, but I don't think enough people understand them or how to use them. And, we see countless examples from banking right through to supermarkets where people, if they did have the knowledge to kind of work the system better, it would really, work as an advantage to them and mean they're less likely to get ripped off or confused.
Yeah, definitely. And can you tell us a little bit more about what people can expect from your talk?
Yeah, sure. Look, I'm really looking forward to speaking at SketchCon. Apart from my work at Choice, I work on the ABC show, The Checkout. And as a parent, I was really interested in the way that people market to anxious new parents, which is pretty much every new parent, and even the most rational person when they have a baby, often becomes pretty vulnerable or guilty or worried about whether they're doing the right thing for their child because it's the first time they've ever done it. I like to sort of point and shine a light on some of the more ridiculous products out there that get marketed to parents, from baby wipe warmers to, teddy bears that supposedly send your child to sleep. But there is a darker edge to that, and that's what I want to talk about at Skepticon, which is there's an awful lot of alternative medicine products that are not based in science, that are being marketed to tired and confused parents as facts. And that's where, it's one thing to waste money on a silly teddy bear that, probably isn't going to get your child to sleep, but it's no great loss. But it's a slippery slope when you're looking at things like, say, amber teething necklace, which is a necklace that parents are encouraged to put around their child's neck when they're sleeping. It's actually a strangulation hazard. So that's where I'm really kind of going with my talk and really just bringing to light some of those areas where I think, parents need some more support and need to be cut a bit of a break.
Definitely. And what are the dangers of consumer ignorance?
Well, I think with consumer ignorance, it's probably more that poor old consumers who have busy lives, kids or no kids and jobs and other things going on, don't have to run the gauntlet of every marketing or manufacturer's plans. If we look at something like food marketing, these are huge companies that employ hundreds of people that know exactly how to get you to buy things and how to manipulate you. And, of course advertising is always going to exist. I think there are instances where people are being played and it's getting pretty close to the line. An example would be, kind of gaming the energy rating system on health star rating system on food or chemists selling homeopathic products that they know do not work. But it is really difficult for consumers to have to navigate that system themselves. But part of what we do at Choice is to raise consumer awareness, but also to lobby for change.
Yeah, definitely. And you have brought up some interesting topics as well. What time will your talk be?
My talk is at 12:30 on Saturday, just before lunch. So I'm hoping that no one runs off for lunch before they let me on the stage.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.